Hi and welcome back. Today we will be studying Chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah talks about the brachos, or the blessings that a person recites prior to saying the morning Shema and after saying the morning Shema, and then the brachos that are recited prior to saying the evening Shema and after saying the evening Shema. All in all, there are seven brachos, there are seven blessings, and there are a number of reasons why the rabbis instituted seven blessings. Some say it has to do with a verse in Tehillim in Psalms chapter 119, where it says, Sheva b'yom halalticha mishvetzei tikecha. I praise you, God, seven times for the commandments that you've given us. One such commandment is Kriya Shema. Others say that there's seven mitzvahs in the Shema. There's tefillin on the hand, tefillin on the head, mezuzah, and the four corners of our tzitzis. But regardless of what, there are seven brachos, the blessings that are said. The Mishnah begins and says, B'shachar mevarach shtayim lefaneha. In the morning, one says two blessings before the Shema. Yotzer Or, which is the blessing that thanks God for light. And then Ahava Rabba, a blessing that we thank Hashem for the intense love that He displayed for us by giving us His Torah, another type of light, a spiritual light. Then we say the Shema. V'yachas v'yachareha, and we recite one very long blessing. Afterwards, it begins with V'yatzi v'nachon, the words right after we conclude Shema, all the way to Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, God who redeems Israel, and that is the bracha that is recited right before we begin the Amidah, the silent devotion, the Shemona Esrei. U'ba'erev shtayim lefaneha, in the evening one does two before, Hamari v'aravim, where we thank God for the evenings, and Ohevamo Yisrael, similar to the morning where we thank God for the love that He displayed through the Jewish people through the Torah. V'shtayim le'achareha, and we do two when we conclude. Number one is the bracha of, it starts with Avem Unakozos, and it goes all the way to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. It's the first one. And the second one is Hashkivenu, Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom, where we ask the Almighty to give us a pleasant night, and we thank Him, we praise Him for keeping us safe, for guarding us. The Mishnah concludes, Achas Aruka, the Mishnah concludes the statement, Achas Aruka, V'achas Kitzara. One blessing is long and one is short. So in the evening, for example, the blessing of Ve'amunah Kozos is extremely long, and it incorporates and encompasses many different things. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, Makas Bechoroth, the death of the firstborn, the splitting of the sea. That's a longer blessing. The bracha of Hashkivenu is relatively short, and it just says God should give us a peaceful night, and He should keep us safe. So one is long and one is short. The Mishnah concludes, and the way we're explaining the Mishnah is with Rashi. Makom she'amru laharich eino rashai lekatzer. If the blessing was made long by the rabbis, one has no permission to make it shorter. Lekatzer, if it was made short. Eino rashai laharich, a person can't decide, I'd like to elongate this blessing and daven and pray more. One must stay within the framework that the rabbis instituted. Lachtom, if let's say it's a blessing that finishes with the bracha of, with a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Eino rashai shalo lachtom, a person cannot do that. So we know, for example, there are certain blessings that begin with a bracha and conclude with a bracha. So for example, the first blessing in the evening by Marer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bibaro Marav Aravim, that's the first blessing, and it concludes Baruch Atah Hashem Mariv Aravim. There are other blessings, like the one that follows it, Ahavas Olam, which only ends with a bracha. So the halacha is, Lachtom Yinar Asher Shalom Lachtom. If the rabbis instituted that one says a blessing at the end of the paragraph, you can't decide not to. V'shalom Lachtom, and if it's one of those type of blessings that doesn't conclude with a Baruch Atah Hashem, and you decide to do it, Ein Rashai Lachtom. In other words, a person has to stay within the framework of the blessings that the rabbis instituted before the Shema and after the Shema. Just one tiny note, and we'll conclude with this, that after Shema in the morning, we say V'yatzi V'nachon, that God is there and He's strong, and at night we say V'emunah Kozos, the God we trust, we believe. For as we indicated a few days ago, the morning Shema represents when times are clear, when it's light, when we understand. We finish the Shema and we say, God, the Yatzi, the Nachum, the Kayim, the Yasher, we understand it, it's there, it makes sense, etc., etc., and we praise God for that. In the evening, which represents when there's a lack of clarity, we say, Hashem, we still believe in you, Ve'emunakosos, but it comes from belief, not necessarily seeing it directly. May the Almighty keep us believing, keep us seeing, and keep on praising. I sign up wishing you a wonderful, magnificent, amazing day.